Blog Talk Radio. All right, shalom, everyone, everybody. This is Yaina. Glad to be here again today. You know what? These days is rolling into each other. They coming in fast. It's like, woo, Friday, you'll be here again before you know it. I'm serious. You know, but nevertheless, you know, the faster it goes, the faster it's over for us. You know, we've been saying this for so long, years, me and Brother Donia. It's almost over. Yaina, we got 12 months. Yaina, we got 8 months. We down to 5.5 months now. Unbelievable. Crucial. We here, though. You know, we're going to step this thing on off. We're going to be big boys and girls. We're going to go up to Washington, D.C. and do what we need to do and make this thing happen. And then we're going to come on back and we're going to build up a nation because the curse is over after that point. All the punishment is over anyway after that point when it comes young. And this is just exciting. I was just sitting here thinking about how we're going to restructure our day. You know, we will probably continue to have our radio show on Sunday. We will do that. But Monday and Tuesday is going to be a lot of Monday, Tuesday, and Friday is going to be a lot of two different. We're going to start some new things and get some new things going so we can get ready to just blossom as a nation and show forth who we are as a people. I think it's going to be a challenge, but it's going to be something that everybody's waiting to do. You know, it's going to be a beautiful thing. So anybody want to open up, push one, you want to talk? I was watching YouTube today about Trump, and Nancy Pelosi said she don't want to start impeachment proceedings on him. I think they're really giving him a chance to resign. On a quiet note, I think that, you know, from what I've been watching and the things that I've been seeing, there's going to be, I mean, hopefully it'll be one of those Nixon things where he just go ahead and resign. And if he doesn't, I don't believe he'll get another 4 years. I mean, if anybody else thinks something different, please let me know. You know, because I had kind of stopped watching it because it was just getting monotonous. It really wasn't going nowhere. And I'm like, okay. But hold on, I got Brother Donia on here. Shalom, Brother Donia. I know you keep up with politics. What's going on with you?
Shalom, Sister Yaina. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I don't think he's going to resign. Why I say that is because, once he's out of office, all of those other fall on him. You understand? They got all kinds of investigations about his Trump's towers, Trump's organization, his family members. All of that stuff gonna fall on him. As long as he stay in office, man. You understand? They can't do nothing with him because they saying that they can't indict a sitting president. That's just my opinion. I don't know for sure, but it just looks that way from my vantage point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't think he'll get another term. I really don't. When is the next presidential election?
November 2020.
Oh, okay, November 20 of 2020. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so we ain't got that long for real. You know, he's really amping up trying to get everything he can. It's just so much has just been done that has caused so many problems. You know, so much has been done, you know, that has caused so many problems. You know, but all of it was for a reason. We know y'all's in control of it all. You know, we just have to, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know. It's just been a lot of stuff. There's been a lot of lies told. There's just been a lot of things that have been happening. And he came in and did what he's done. So who knows how what America's going to look like with this next president. And if he gets another 4 years, oh, my goodness. But I watched the poll and that they did on Morning Joe, and they said 57% of the people of America want a new president. 57%. And then they said 61% of those people want a qualified opponent to really challenge him. And another 53% of the people said that they don't want him as president anymore.
I realized that, you know, but they got about 20 people. The candidates for president under the Democratic got their
right.
View. Everybody got their issues. You understand what I'm saying? So just from my I understand is that they don't have a concrete president, I mean, nominee. We got Joe Biden, you understand what I'm saying? You know, but it just seems to me is that they don't have a concrete issue to run on. They got a number of different issues from each one of those each one of those candidates. Now, if I was a voting type of person, I would vote for this one of the twins, who's running for president. He gives up a better view than anybody that I know. That you know, in the what's name, and then he's for the reparations. Whether we get reparations or not, I don't see that happening until after we out of our punishment is up. You understand? And it would take that amount of time, you understand, to put that in place. But he's about the only one that I see now come from Kamala, you understand, Harris or whatever her name is, and Cory Booker or whatever his name is, you understand. Those are two black guys. They seem to be, you understand, they have their own different views on what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, you understand. And Kamala and both of them was on the Breakfast Club, you understand. And the question was asked, what is their agenda for the black community? And she went, you understand, the black community, she said that the black community, you understand, is American the black issues, the black agenda is America's agenda. You understand? So she didn't make no mention of any kind of thing for black America. And that's the same thing that President Obama had. You understand? It's all about Americans. You understand? And we've never, as long as I've been here and as long as I know, you understand, we've never been considered Americans. You understand? We've always, and see, the thing with me is that we don't have an agenda ourselves. You understand? They want our vote, but they ain't never showed us anything. Every time they get our vote, whoever we vote for, you understand, they get to be in office, but we don't get nothing out the deal. You understand? I mean, they still shooting us down, killing us, sending us into the penitentiary. You understand? And so, in essence, for me, you understand what I'm saying? Trump will remain in office as long as he possibly can, because if he get out of office, you understand, they're going to fall on him with all of those investigations. You understand? So, that's just my opinion. I might be wrong. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, opinion. I don't. If he get out of office, man, they gonna fall on him. His kids, and I heard Trump say to Kelly. Kelly, one of his advisors that he let go. You understand? He told Kelly to get rid of his kids out of the cabinet that he got. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Which has not been publicized. You understand? He may be able to say he didn't say that, but you understand? That's what I've heard. Somebody had that they said on MSNBC.
He has served his purpose. He's done what he was set out to do. I imagine. I think this is a lesson learned. For America, because they were talking about even his wealth, how he that's not true. The all the money that he claimed that he made, that wasn't true. And it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, we know that he done told lie after lie after lie. You understand? Any time, this is just my opinion. Any time a person say, you understand, I'm going with my gut on this one. You understand? How can you trust a person like that? I just want to know. I'm curious. you understand? You know, he don't listen to none of his military advisors, you understand? He gone with his gut and all that kind of stuff, man. And he know more about wars than the generals. This is what he said out of his mouth. And on top of that, you understand, he said that he believed in what Vladimir Putin said over over the generals. You understand? I think that's going against the Constitution, if I'm not wrong.
It is. It really is. It is. I mean, it's been a wake-up call, though. You know, it's been a wake-up call for everybody. Everybody, you know, that's just how America feels, that if you're rich, you must have all the answers. And if you got money and you're wealthy, you must know the right thing to do. And it's not just America. I mean, the political part of America. It's America, period. That goes to every institution that we have been exposed to. The same way with the church. If you see the pastor with a nice car and he got a nice house, everybody want to gravitate to him because they feel like he has the answer. And that's just not the case. My matter of fact, it's usually the opposite way around. Because clearly, this was not what everybody expected that they were going to get. It's just not.
Well, I look at it as the hand of the Almighty, man. You understand? You know, this place has to fall. The Western culture, the Wexus, the British people, you understand, is going through a problem. You understand? What's her name? May? You understand? You understand? She, they had a vote, you understand, and it failed again, you understand? And then they got all kinds of stuff going on in that Western culture, you understand, that's bringing this place down. This place is falling, son. And see, one other thing here, too, is because of America, you understand, of the Americans, you understand, the institution that they put together, that's all over the world. All over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I mean, it didn't stop when they came, after they came and took over the New World, from what they say. You understand? They spread that stuff all over the whole earth. Everybody wanted to speak English. Everybody wanted to come from where they at to America. You understand? For prosperity and all of that stuff. You understand? Just getting ready. Real, real messed up, Sister Yaina.
I know. And look at all the money that he's cutting for Medicare. He's cutting all that money for Medicare. He's going to cut as much money, even though they can come back and fix it once they get him out of there. But, I mean, he has just done things. He was clearly not qualified for the position. He wasn't.
He had no idea
what he was doing.
There's one other thing that I wanted to say, too, is that he said he ran on the premise that Mexico going to pay for the wall. You understand? Now, you understand, how does he get the opportunity, or how can they even consider Americans putting them any money towards that wall? He got a bill now for $400 billion to go towards his project, you know, the what's name project, the wall project. You understand? Then he got another $4 billion for all the other institutions that they got set up. You understand? But see, this is going against, from my perspective, man, going against the Constitution. But they can't get him out of office. Pelosi said she don't want to, you know, bring him up on impeachment. Because she's saying that he's not worth it. What the hell does that mean?
Well, I think she said she don't want to split up the party and have the Republicans and Democrats at odds with each other anymore. I think that's what she meant.
Yeah, but see, the thing with me is that they do that to Trump all the time. Comes out with a damn lie, or lie, you understand? Because people spoke over and say, well, he meant this and that and the other. Man, he said this out of his mouth. And the same
Yeah, pretty much, because that's what she said. They was talking about that this morning. They said she really doesn't want to cause any problems between the two parties anymore, because they have been at odds with each other. But here we go.
Well, see, here's the thing with me is, you understand, they can investigate like they do everything else. You understand?
You sound really far away. I say you sound
Hello?
Real far away.
Am I here?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, but you sound real far away.
I'm right here. Right sitting on top of the phone.
You might have to call back in.
All right.
Yeah, call back in because you can really, and it might be my phone. If anybody else can hear him and he's coming in clear, let me know because I couldn't hear him. Anybody else have anything else you want to talk about today? Hold on, here we go. Area code 919, could you hear him? Was he coming in clear?
I can hear him fine. I can hear him fine.
Okay, good. That must be my phone then. I'll have him call right back. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Would you like to make a comment or say anything?
No, thank you.
Okay, no problem. All right. Area code 111, I guess you can hear him too. Area code 111, can you hear him really well? I guess so. Okay, well, he'll be back in just a minute. And we're gonna continue this because, you know, this is a part of what we do as we watch everything that goes on around us. Here we go. Okay, we're getting ready to let him back in. All right, Brother Domi, are you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, what were you saying now?
I forgot. My mind ain't there all the time. I'm cool. You got to get out for that.
Woo! But, yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's a journey we have to take, you know, and watching all of this happen. It has to go. The Most High said we was going to see the destruction, and we watching it, you know. So, I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable. It's a lesson learned. It's just a lesson learned. You know, because like I said, people think wealthy is the answer to all things, and it does not. It has nothing to do with character. It has nothing to do with common sense. It has nothing to do with the ability to lead. It has nothing to do with any of those things. But now you see as an example of a person who might have been qualified in the business world, but when it came to running the country, Yeah, that's a whole different monster right there. To be the most powerful man in the world and to conduct yourself a certain way. Mm-mm.
You know, what I see here is that Trump is conflicted. He want to run the country, but he want to be king too. You understand?
You yeah.
want everybody to bow down to him. You understand? He made mention of how the Japanese or Chinese, you understand, Koreans, you understand, North Korea, you understand, they stand to attention and listen intensely to what Kim Jong-un has to say. And he said he wanted that same ability to come out of America, you understand, that they, you know, anything that he say, y'all got to listen to him intensely, you understand, and he always bringing up how he is the authority on everything. He know about everything over everybody else. And he's a guy that ducked from being in the army. You understand? Talking about he got burrs in his foot. You understand? So he could not join the service. You understand? But he know more than the generals that's trying to explain to him what's going on. You understand? So, you know, I mean, he's conflicting and confusing the his abilities. You understand? He don't know nothing. You know, he may, you understand? He may have some knowledge of construction, but here's the thing here. He had what's that guy's name? Cohen. His attorney, you understand, go to the schools that he went to, you understand, and threaten them that if they put out any one of his grades or his he was gonna bring suit against them or something similar like that. One of his professors said that he was an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, you may be good in one area, and in other areas you just are not qualified for. You know, and you have to be able, and they thought because he was this billionaire that he was going to come in and he was going to change the economy around and everything was going to go back to the way it was and all this whole slogan about make America great again and all that kind of stuff. And it just has not been what they thought it was going to be because you just had the wrong person in place. You know, he may be good in the business world, and I'm not saying he's not. But when it came to the affairs of the politics and stuff, I just don't think that was a good choice. And even with Biden, they said Biden is not a good choice either.
And I don't like Biden
at all.
Even
go before, they said he wasn't a good choice.
Yeah, I don't like Biden at all. You understand? You know, I think that he knows because he's been in that arena, Stan, vice president and in Congress and the legislation and all of that, you understand? But he just don't appear to me to be, I think he, you know, understand, he just don't make things plain enough for people to understand. And I don't profess to be no wizard or no highly intelligent person, but I listen clearly to what people say, you understand? And he just don't have it for me. That's just my opinion.
And he may just be too old. How old is he?
He's 76 or something like that.
And see, I think that when you, I mean, 70 is a decent age, you know. I guess, you know, to really be the president of the United States. But you know, when you start dealing with that, you gotta have somebody that's in good condition. You gotta have somebody that's mentally able to be able to handle it. You know, and when you start hitting in the and when you get to the late 70s and stuff, I think what's called dementia myself. I really do. He looks like he has dementia.
Yeah.
He really does. I think it's something that they're medicating him for. I think it's something they probably had and keeping under wraps. But I used to take care of those people, and he looks like one of those people. If he doesn't have it, it's coming on him.
See, from my perspective, he has the ability, you understand? It's just that for some reason or another, I just don't feel like he's the guy, you understand? He knows everything.
Are you talking about Biden?
Yeah, Biden, Joe Biden. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He knows a lot of stuff. He knows a lot of stuff because he's been in that arena, you understand, for 40, 50 years, almost 40, 50 years. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So he knows everything. You understand, and he might have a better communication with all of the foreign nations. You understand, Russia and China and what's name? You understand, and you know, and he's a likable guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see him having, you know, I just don't get it. You understand? Maybe he's a guy, man. Maybe you understand, but. And they're saying that he would be the best guy to go up against Trump. You understand? And that's another thing, too. Whoever they choose out of the Democratic Party, they got to go against Trump. You understand? You know. And I don't think that going against Trump, you understand, means that you got to fight with him when he calls you out your name and all of that. And see, that's another thing. He got the presidency. You understand, by insulting everybody, you understand,
mm-hmm.
on the panel
mm-hmm.
or whatever, you understand what I'm saying, never brought up any issue, anything, except
mm-hmm.
for the wall.
Because people like social media, and that's what he presented. He presented a campaign that was socially acceptable to them because it was the kind of stuff they do on social media. And they liked that he fed into those types of things because that's what they wanted to hear. And that's how he put on a show. And then when they got him in there, and I didn't think he was going to win. I thought all of that was staged. And then when he finally got in there, he looked like he was shocked that they finally gave it to him. You know what I'm saying? And when he got in there to be able to perform the role, everybody was just sitting on the edge of their seat stunned. Like, this can't be who this man really is. Because it's easy to put on an image and a facade. It's real easy to do that. You know, social media, you can be whoever you want to be on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, and you can be a star. Don't nobody never have to know how you really live. Don't nobody have to never know what you really look like. You know, you can present all kinds of pictures and photos, but when you get to see the person in action for real and see how they carry themselves, everybody was stunned. They were stunned.
Thing that
like,
I
oh, my goodness.
I watched this whole stuff unfold, you understand? And in the beginning, when he first made that first lie, nobody checked him. Nobody said, where's your information coming from, son? You understand? How you get that? How do you make that assessment? You understand? Where is the information? When he told in his inauguration or whatever, everybody's out in that field, and he had the biggest crowd, you understand, over. Where is that information coming from? They didn't check him. And so that made me say, well, all of these guys is in cahoots. They let him get away with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, he's been told 8,000 lies and misconceptions, misleading everybody with his stuff. Nobody checked him. Come on, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No question.
I bet they check you. If you come up there and say someone lied, they say, well, where's the information? Where's the proof?
Right. Where the proof? Right. Where's your proof? Prove your point.
You know what I'm saying? I said to myself, all of these guys are in cahoots, man. How they let them get away with that daggone lie?
Because, you know, and it's like I said, when you appeal to people's negative nature, because, see, he said the things that most people would never say in public, or they wanted to say and felt like they couldn't say it. And when you appeal to the negative nature, everybody thought it was funny, and, that ain't nobody but Trump. Oh, you got to let Trump be Trump, and all that kind of, but when it came time for him to present and to represent, everybody was stunned. It was done. With all the qualified people that they had, like you said, it's got 30 and 40 years in politics. You know, they were stunned. But again, like you said, this was the most I was doing. Because he has to be able to bring all of that stuff to the forefront. He has to be able to make sure it's all open and recognizable. All of this stuff, all this racism and all this stuff has got to come to the forefront. You know, it's just like when we were children of Israel was in Egypt. You know, all Rod had thought that he had got away with what he did when he threw all them babies in the Nile River. He thought he had got away with it. He did.
Yep.
But
80 years later,
Brother Donia, children had to pay the price.
That is correct. And it wasn't the Pharaoh that did that got killed. It was the peoples that let him get away with that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, it's the same way now. You know what I'm saying? All of the things that have been done down through the years, all of the stuff that has been said, even though it was a part of the punishment and he told us what they were going to do, all of the stuff, all of the people who felt like that are now coming to the surface. They're coming to the surface.
Heard, you know, he came and said, he told a story about the old lady and the snake.
I said, what the snake said? He praises to Yah. All of it is for a reason. That's why we talk about it. We talk about everything from politics to religion to prophecy to Bible prophecies to all, because it's all there for a reason. He wrote the story.
That is correct.
You know, and we're playing our part. And here we are. We're in the last grand finale.
Absolutely, exactly, you understand? He's setting the stage, you understand, to bring about the results that he wants.
Yeah. Crucial. That's how he is. That's what he does.
This was by no accident. You understand? He's Almighty is powerful beyond compare, man. He put all of this stuff, everybody in his place, to bring about the results that he wants.
Because that's what he's saying. The Israelis, he ain't for him. All of this is for a reason. Because no matter what we say and what we do, that, and you know, I don't know how much time we have from watching the destruction of the nation until we come out with great wealth. The Most High didn't put no time limit on that. He just put the time limit on the punishment. He said 400 years. He didn't say from the time the punishment was up with him to the time we watched the nation and get judged and come out with great suffering. He didn't put no time limit on that. So we don't know how long we're going to be here before we're able to go, but if I'm watching it, I'm telling you, it is something to watch.
You know, somebody sent me this on my Facebook page, and it reads like this. It says, stop worrying about how it's going to be, how it's going to happen. Start trusting that it will.
That's right. That's right. I needed that. I appreciate that. I needed that. Because we all want to know. And everybody be like, well, how are we going to come out with great substance? And this country ain't got no money. The how ain't none of our business. If the Most High said we're going to do it, we're going to do it. If he said we're coming out with great substance, we're coming out with great substance, period. Well, I don't think great substance is, you don't know what he meant. When he said great substance, it means great substance. And his idea of great and your idea of great is two totally different things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why, you know, and see that's the point that I was trying to make. We got to stop speaking for the Almighty or trying to make sense of what he's doing. This already set up. This is already put in place. You understand? You know, you always say, you understand, he wrote the ending from the beginning. You understand?
Yes,
well,
he did.
So everything that needs to be done has already been done. We just got to sit back and wait on the Almighty, you understand, and trust in him, you understand, and pray and ask him for forgiveness, you understand, for our stupidity and the stupidity of our football. That's what we got.
Absolutely.
That's all we got to do. You
understand?
That's it. That's it. We said that we don't come out with great substance, you understand, that we need to just worry about, we need to just pray that we be part of the Exodus. You understand? That's what we got to do. We can't. There's nothing that we can do to make this happen. Nothing.
Not at all. I agree with you 100%. I really do. I agree with you 100%. You know, we just have to know that whatever it is, he got this thing under control. He really does. He got it under control, and we're gonna get where we need to go, and we're gonna have what we need when we get there. Everything we need is going to be provided. The countries and all this stuff when we get in the wilderness. And then something said, fool, you don't be talking about y'all. He can open up a portal in the sky and it can be a TV screen if he wants you to see what's going on. You're talking about the Almighty God. We limit ourselves with who he is because we have never dealt with him before. And I wanted to say this, you know, to all of you all that heard the Senator Flowers and all the things that she went through about her son. You know, we, like I told my daughter, we need to teach our children how to pray. That's the best tool you can have. That is the best tool you can have because prayer truly changes things. And how to dispatch angels because Jacob and I already told you they come up and down that ladder all day long. They're here all day long interacting with us and protecting us from certain things. And all we got to do is learn how to pray and to dispatch angels over ourselves and our children because they're going to be our protectors anyway. They've always been our protectors. It's just going to be amped up to the point where we're going to have a whole lot more interaction than we've had in the past. But prayer changes things. It stops a whole lot of stuff from jumping off, a whole lot.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
And it's dangerous when Israel began to pray. They don't want you to start praying. Because in about 5.5 months, they're going to see some signs.
We got to recognize, you understand, that our you know, our job is simple. We just got to ask the Almighty for forgiveness. That's all we got to do.
That's it.
And Almighty,
that's it.
You know, he said, you know, once our punishment is up, then we are totally covered by the Creator. You understand? Because when we went into this captivity, or when we, you know, the last, those 13 captivities, the last of those 13 captivities, he said, man, stop calling me, man. Let them other folks get you out that you love. You understand? But now that our punishment is going to be up, we are totally covered. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, once we are covered by the Almighty, you understand, we get our courage back. Because look
mm-hmm.
at what happened to Joshua. And Joshua told him, he said, be of good courage. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be dismayed. The Almighty fight for you. So once we feel that the Almighty is with us, our courage is back. And guess what? You understand? That lady that you said, that you just spoke of, you understand what I'm saying? That was courage to say that. That took courage.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
You understand? You know,
sure
I
did.
Mean, but 20 years prior to that, or 10 years prior to that, man, we'd be shaking in our boots to even open up our mouth to say something like
mm-hmm.
that. Like that lady did. I'm talking about she really laid it down too. And she told, she said, "What you gonna do? Kill me? Kill me?"
Yeah, right. She did what she said. You gonna go back in the back and get yourself some gun and shoot me? Yeah. You know, I mean, hey, it's been rough. It's been a rough journey, you know, but it's been a good journey. You know, when you look back on it now, because the best thing we had going on our side was we didn't even know we was going through the journey. You know, it was only when he tapped us and said, let me show you what this thing is really all about. And he really began to show you. Then you step back and said, wow, this has truly been a journey. Let me show you how much I've really been protecting you.
Okay.
Let me show you who really been right there watching over you and making sure you was all right.
That is correct.
You know?
He left mercy.
Mm-hmm.
He left mercy in the place of himself, man, so that we wouldn't totally be annihilated.
Yes, you better say that again for sure. If it wasn't for me, he said, I've been a small sanctuary, but I've always been there, because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you to the ends of the earth. And he did what? And he talking about his people. That's
correct.
Why he tell you, if my people, y'all going to get this one day, I'm going to say it again. You know, if my people who are called by my name, he already told you what his name is. It's Israel. With
okay.
themselves, you know, they don't get that. I'm like, why is everybody fighting over what is his name and what do we call him and what are we? He already told you that. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven and then will I heal their land. He already told his name is Israel.
Okay. Hallelujah.
He told you. They call him, what are they calling? Yah, some people call him Yahweh, some people call him Yahweh, some people call him, what is that? I forgot what that other one is. I am that I am, and the other group call him something else. He told you his name was Israel.
Absolutely.
Because we the only people that's named after that. Brother Donnell, you know we the only people that's named after our God. We are called the children of Israel.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. And it's such a powerful, powerful moment that we are in here. You understand? You know, the Almighty, is there anything to, how's that thing go? Is there anything too?
Too hard for the Most High. Is there anything too hard for y'all? No.
That is correct.
No. Sam, we are the children of Israel. That's what Chronicles 7 and 14 say, is my people who are called by my name. Ain't no such thing as the children of the Israelites. Ain't no such thing as that the Bible. It's all through that whole Bible. We are the children of Israel.
You know, we got to stop trying to figure this out. and do what
you
he says.
Come on here.
What is that, Chronicles 15?
Yeah. Yes, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Hold on, let me open this mic up. Area code 903, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, Sister Yaina. I appreciate you enjoying your putting the show out here for the rest of us to enjoy and learn and be educated. But there's only one thing God can't do. Yah can't fail.
He ain't never failed.
Nope.
No way.
He ain't lied.
Can't lie to you. It's
okay.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. To the right down to the smallest of the factors.
I'm sorry, Kendra. What did you say?
I didn't say nothing. I said right down to the smallest of factors. He's never lied. Like Brother Donnie, I say he ain't never came back and said, "Oop, I need to redo that. I got to do that over." Not one time.
Not one time, not one moment. You understand? This is why I always say that, the Almighty I trust that the Almighty gonna do what He say He gonna do. Cause I ain't never seen it in the scriptures where He went back and corrected anything, not in the five books and the prophecy.
That's right. That is so true. Hallelujah. What a God. You know, what do they call him? I can't think of what GOCC them call him. Ahaya. They call him Ahaya. Ain't no such thing as no children of Ahaya. No, he said, it's my people who are called by my name. That's what he said. Is that what it says?
That is right. Exactly.
And then he tells you what we call. We are the children of Israel.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. And then he told Jacob, "I surnamed you my man. I gave you my name."
That is correct.
Look at here. Yeah. We're gonna have to do a class on that one right there, because that's something like that's a nugget that he left right there in plain sight for us. And we've been arguing over this and that and the other. Well, he didn't already told you what his name is. He told you.
Yeah, you know, I go on the internet all the time on Facebook, on YouTube, and they always got this question: what is the name of the Almighty? Why we keep trying to figure this out? If we read the book, it tells us.
It tells you right there in that scripture. That right there, that scripture tell you right there. Right there, it says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray." And all through that whole Bible, we are the children of Israel.
Okay. Hallelujah.
That's who we are.
Children of the Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Children of Israel.
Children of Israel.
And you made a valid point. That's his name, Israel.
That's his name, Israel. That's his name, is Yisrael. That's what we got to call him, is Yisrael.
You know, even in Zephaniah, the third chapter, the ninth verse, it talks about when he restores, if you understand the language, so all the people could call on his name. You understand? I can't remember how that goes, but you understand that we can call on him. You understand that? So that when we call on him, you understand what I'm saying? It'll all be in unison. You understand?
One language. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and so he didn't mention his name. His name was already established.
That's right. That's right. And people get so confused when I say that. I say, "Who are you talking about, Israel?" "No, not Jacob." I said, "I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm not. That's his name."
Hold on,
Brother Donnie. I'm going to let you have it for just a second. Hold on. Yes, sir. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. But, yes, absolutely. Powerful stuff.
You know what's so powerful, Sister Dana? He told us early that his name was Israel when he gave Jacob the name. He gave Jacob the name to Israel.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He called him. He said,
well,
my surname is my name.
What his name was.
Yes. Yes. Told you what his name was.
I am the children of Israel. I mean, you are the children. No, I can't think of it now.
Mm-hmm.
You are
Hallelujah.
The and so, Hallelujah. You know, stop trying to figure that out, man. See, we read that book. We don't have to reiterate or ask what you know, or say, well, this is what that means, or this and that what that means. You understand? It said he said specifically. He didn't stutter. He said what he said. You understand? Now what we do? You understand? We want to try to figure it out. Oh, he meant this. He meant that. I don't think so.
No, it's simple. It's plain. It's so simple. It's right. Like I said, he always had it in plain sight. He always hides it in plain sight, and we read over it over and over and over again. And then one day he allows the light bulb to come on, and you be like, oh,
that
I
is correct.
And look over there.
That's why we read the book. That's why we have to read the book every year, throughout the whole year. You understand? Because we overlook. In the book, that was so plain. You understand? I had said this for a while back. The reason why we miss a lot of stuff because it wasn't paramount at that particular time. We were looking for something else. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then we come back and read that same thing the next year. You understand? You say, oh, you understand?
Right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. His name is Israel.
Absolutely.
He told you. Yes, he did. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
You got to have a lot of naysayers. Oh, no, that ain't true. Blah, blah, blah. But if they read the book, it's telling you.
That's what it says. That's what it says. If my people who are called by my name, is called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. That's right there. That is right there. Called by my name. You know how many times I have recited that scripture, even in Christianity, and the light bulb didn't go off?
Okay. That's because, Sister Yaina, you was looking for something else, and you overlooked that. And then when you come back to it again, then the light bulb comes on. Oh, the Almighty's name is Yahweh. It's Israel. I see it now.
Yes. Yes. That's why it's called the house of Israel. You know, it's just too much.
Okay.
And, you know, it reminds me of the old Superman movie. You know, it just reminds me of that because, you know, when Superman came here, I like these kind of programs. You know, he came from, his father was, I think it was Joel or something like that. And it's more powerful than that because he came for the house of Israel. Y'all don't know what powerful that is right there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for the house of Israel, that means we royalty.
Okay.
We royalty. Okay, he named us after him too. He said, we are the children of Israel.
Okay. That's very, very powerful, Sister Yaina. Thought I was the only one that recognized that.
and it's so simple. It's so simple things that become very powerful. It's so simple. It's been there the whole time right in front of our face. Now, I believe Yah is the Father. I do. I believe that Yah is the Father, but I believe that I just believe that his name is Israel. I do. I believe his name is Israel. I think you can still call him Yah, but I believe his name is Israel.
Yeah. Well, see, one thing, you know, it's plain. It's simple. You understand? But we're not looking for simplicity when we first start out and understand it. We're looking for something mystical, magical, and something that we got to sit down and what's our minds about thinking. The Almighty just said to His stuff is all plain and simple, that we got to figure it out. We don't have to figure it out.
Mm-mm.
It's simple. It's plain.
Mm-mm.
Read the book.
It's just simple. It's the simplicity of the word. That's where the power is, in the simplicity. You know, so I've always called Him Yisrael, you know, and I'm going to continue to call Him Yisrael. You know, and you know, that's some powerful stuff right there. We are His children. We are the children of Yisrael, you know, and we're going to humble ourselves and we're going to pray before Yisrael and we're going to ask Him to forgive us for the things that we have done. We got to figure out His name. He just told us what His name was. Everybody out here, when you go up to Washington, D.C., in 2019, what you going to call Him? Because we're going to have Nationic and Mom. We're going to call Him Yisrael. Because we all are the children of Yisrael.
And, you know, everybody wants to, you know, they talk about, you know, when the Almighty said, you know, what should I call, when the Almighty was talking to Moshe, and he said, well, what should I say? Who should I say sent you? He said, I am that I am.
I am that I am.
A higher. That's His name. I never could think that one.
He told you what His name was. He said, it's my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. Then, will I hear from heaven, and then will I heal their land.
And He gave us that name when He changed Jacob's name to Yisrael.
Yes, he did. He surnamed it. Yes, he did.
And all after that, even after that, you understand, He makes reference to us as being the children of Yisrael. That's what He makes.
The children of Yisrael. Yes, He do. Yes, He does. It's plain and simple. His name is Yisrael. His name is Yisrael. There's nowhere in that Bible that they call the children of the Israelites. It ain't in there nowhere. You can't find it nowhere. Ain't no scripture in there to say the children of the Israelites. It says the children of Israel.
That is absolutely correct.
The Israelites. That's what they call us, the Israelites, or the Israelites. The Israelites. That's what they call us. The Hebrew Israelites. Because we are the children of Israel.
That is correct. Mm. And that's so powerful, Sister Yaida. You understand? You know, and once you realize that, man, it makes you so comfortable to know that we are called by the Almighty's name.
Yes, we are. We are called by His name. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. We are called by His name.
I'm looking for the naysayers now.
That's all right. I mean, you can't deny that scripture. That's what that scripture said. He said, it's my people, and that's Israelites, who are called by my name, that's His name, will humble themselves. That's it. Ain't nothing else to talk about. You know, ain't no need for interpretation. Ain't nothing else to say.
Yeah.
You even got Christian folks saying that. It's my people who are called. Y'all not called by His name.
Okay.
He's talking about the children of Israel.
Absolutely.
Now, some of them belong to Him, and you don't know it yet, but He's talking about the children of Israel, and His
that
name is Israel.
That is correct. It's nice to get that revelation there, to understand where we're at. Powerful, ain't it?
Yes, it is. When He let the light bulb come on, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, that's what that means. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. We didn't come a long way. We're here now. And only fitting for now to get it now. So when we get ready to call on him, we know who we're going to call on.
Absolutely.
We don't even have to ask. And he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Well, you know what's going to happen here is the naysayer is going to come up. Well, that's not what it says in Hebrew, so-called Hebrew. You understand? Or how, you know, I can't make reference to what it says in Hebrew because I don't speak Hebrew that fluently. But I can see that some of those brothers that's fluent in Hebrew, oh, that's not what it says in Hebrew.
Well, that's what he's calling us now is the children of Israel. Yeah. That's what we called it, the children of Israel. And that's what I'm going to call him, his Israel.
Yeah, I love the Almighty with all my heart and soul, you understand, and all my being, you understand, because I see the plight. I see what he has put in place, you understand what I'm saying, that he's going through, I mean, and I'm not trying to read into what he's going to say or what he's going to do or how he's going to handle it, but it's all becoming very, very plain to me.
Very plain, and very clear.
Yeah.
So we got a job to do, and we're going to do this job. We are his people.
You know, like I mentioned to you, you understand, a while back, is that Egypt was only set up for us to come out as a nation.
I
say that because we've seen Egypt burning. And they was totally destroyed, or even after we came out, they were totally destroyed, never to be able to come back and be that nation that they were. Never.
That's
they
right.
Never. So I come to the conclusion that it was only set up for us to come out as a nation. And if we look we got to look at the whole story. All the book tells us about all of the event, the things that we went through to get us to this point right here. All
That's
of
right.
that stuff is about Hebrew Israelites.
That's right.
You understand? And this place was set up for us to clean up.
That's right. Absolutely. And like you said, every nation that has held us captive have now become a third world country.
Okay.
Or close to being one.
Okay.
I mean, look at it. Look at Syria. Assyria. All them, they fighting for their existence, their very existence. Look at Egypt. Egypt was in ruins. They was going through Egypt, and they were pillaging through them. They had to call in reinforcements to come in just to be able to save the mummies and all the stuff in the museums and all that stuff. Look at those places that have held us. Look at Iran. Iran is great as that country used to be, which used to be Persia. They said they just changed their name in 1950. They was Persia all up until the 1950s, and they changed the name to Iran. Look at them. They scrambling, trying to get nuclear weapons and under sanctions and all that kind of stuff. Every nation that held us captive is now become a second-class nation.
Absolutely. And it's going to get worse than that, Sister Yaina, because he said that he was going to that he was going to punish all of those nations that held us captive.
Yeah. Every last one of them. So if this punishment is over in 5.5 months, what do you think is getting ready to happen here?
Well,
and
they
talk about how pedophilia is running rampant. Woo! Homosexuality is running rampant. Not just the homosexual, heterosexuality is running rampant. Everybody is sitting around with everybody. People sleeping with each other, husbands and wives, like it is a slumber party going on. Did you hear me? We can't even get with the homosexuals because the heterosexual is off the chain. It is a big, gigantic, nasty slumber party. And everybody want to jump on the homosexual. Ooh, that's just nasty. Ooh, that's terrible. No, all of it is terrible.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They
yeah,
really are, Brother Donia. They don't have no. They have no restraints anymore. There's no moral boundaries anymore. Everybody is doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah. If you look at that TV, and the TV will show you that they married out of their nation. You understand? You got the white guys with the black woman. You got the black guys with the white woman. You understand? All throughout the TV. And all the programs that you say that we like, you can bet the rest assured they're going to have something in there where they marrying out their nation. And, man, that's, you understand? I mean, and that's running rampant.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It really, all of the things that we see is going against the laws that Yah gave to the children of Israel. We were never supposed to marry the people of the other nations. We weren't even supposed to leave outside our tribe unless it was sanctioned by the Most High. You weren't supposed to do that. But it's so much moral decay going on. And that's when you can tell that a nation is almost over with. Because for anybody to think that Yah is going to allow this to continue, you got to be blind, man. You got something wrong. Something wrong.
You are absolutely correct, man. The Almighty ain't going to let this stuff kill you. You understand? That's going against what he had set up. Period. And see, this place right here is a punishment, but it's set up so that we can clean up. You understand? Because it says in scriptures that if you turn from your wicked ways, we must bethink ourselves in the land of our captivity, wherever we are in captivity. And that means to me, you understand, that we got to understand that we got to come back to the Almighty, the laws, the statutes, the ordinances, and the commandments that the Almighty has set up. You understand? We can't, you know, this is not going to. And guess what? It's only going to be a remnant. I'm sorry. Because I'm looking at all of those white guys that's kissing up on them black sisters, our brothers, our black sisters, and our black brothers is kissing up on them white women. You understand? You know them guys ain't turning that down. They ain't turning back. It's only going to be a remnant of us that say we ain't doing that. You understand? We not doing that. We're going to worship and praise the Almighty, you understand, and ask His forgiveness. It's only going to be a remnant.
That's true.
I'm
that is so true.
Everybody's invited, but it's only going to be a few that's going to take it up. I know it's difficult for us to understand that we got a God that cares for us, that loves us. We do.
That's true. That is true. That is so true. Mm-hmm. That's something. I mean, we are really here now. You know, we got to really understand how dangerous this is. But this is dangerous.
Yes, it is.
For real. It really is. It is dangerous. You know, to even be here. Because everything and anything goes. And if you want to know the pattern of how Yah does it, you get to read that Bible and see when he went in destroying the nations and see how far they had went with the kind of things that we're talking about now. They got laws passed where you can sleep with animals. You don't believe me? Pull it up in your state and see whether or not bestiality is against the law or not. Some nations it's legal. Some nations it's a misdemeanor. Some nations it's a felony. It's on the book.
They got on YouTube. They got a guy who caught an alligator and had him tied up in his backyard, and he having sex with that alligator.
He having sex with it.
Sex with that alligator that he had tied up in his backyard.
What? That is unbelievable. Yeah, but that's the world we're living in. That's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff the Most High warned us not to do. He said, don't do what they do. He said, that's why I ran them off the land in the first place, because they were doing these kind of things. He said, don't do what they do. So when we get to where we are right now, we ain't got long. He'll be here in a minute. We ain't got long at all. It's going to get bad, but after that, you just might as well. It's a wrap. Everybody needs to be standing in the corner with their eyebrow raised like y'all about to get tore up. For real. He's going to take you there. He's going to do you that one way, and this one, I don't want to be a part of. You know?
I'm just praying that the Almighty, you understand, keep allowing me to be part of the remnant, you understand? And don't cast me into the fire. You understand? I want to be there. If I can't make it because of my atrocities, you understand? I'm praying all the time. You understand? I need my children. I want my children to understand and recognize. I just got a brand new granddaughter. You understand? I'll see her for the first time tomorrow. You understand? And I'm looking forward for her and her families, to be part of the remnant. You understand? If I can, I'm praying for that.
That is so true. That is so true. It's just something, I'm telling you.
There it is. Yep. Sister Yaina, when we have those revelations and it comes to us, man, it makes you feel good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you. My son just walked in and kind of distracted me, but I'm here. I'm listening to you. But I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%.
Ain't nobody called me press one yet?
No, I guess not. Let me check and see. I'm certainly going to check and see. No. Yes, it's definitely a different time. We are truly living in a different time. It is truly a different time we are living in today.
And one thing that I understand that the Almighty is not going to fail us. He didn't bring us all the way this way, you understand, to destroy us, like they said when they was in the wilderness. He brought us out here to kill us.
Nope. What I'll do is, hold on, I think your sister's on here. Shalom, shalom. Sis, you on area code 513.
Shalom, shalom. I don't know if there's something wrong with the queue, but I had to keep hitting one to get on, and then it said, and then I hit one again to get off and one to get back on.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I've been going through some with it all night tonight. I'm telling you, but just I'll have to call them and let them know. You know.
Okay, I don't know if I'm late, but no, if y'all touched on that Ethiopian airliner crashing.
I saw that on the news. I saw that where that plane had crashed.
It was horrendous. They said it had just left South Africa, went to Ethiopia, everything was fine. Then leaving Ethiopia and going to Kenya, it crashed. And they gave a list of the people that was on it, and it's more to that than meets the eye, because there was, I think, 15 people from the United Nations on their plane that got killed.
I saw that, too. Yep. I sure did.
So that's more than meets the eye. And now they said a lot of the countries are pulling that Boeing to ride it, and they're every time they go to the airport, they're trying to figure out what flight they're going to be on, because if they're going to be on that plane, people are transferring at their own expense. The airlines won't do it for them.
Mm. Woo!
It's 157 people.
They had that plane, that airline company had another plane I think it was in Indonesia or someplace like
that.
So they want to shut that down. You understand what I'm saying? But I don't know. You know, it's so much stuff going on, man. You understand that you know, it makes you wonder. You understand? Because these guys right here don't never tell the truth. Never.
Mm-hmm. What it was saying, that's a brand new plane, and it is designed with a program that actually takes over that plane. So the pilot could fight all he wants to. He can't control it. And that's what happened. And they never told the countries that bought that plane that it will take over and cause that plane to do a nosedive into the ground.
They think
it was designed to do, like, as a weapon. So if somebody take over that computer program, they could take over that thing and, like, fly it into a building or something.
That is correct. I heard that same thing. He's not going to let us fail. He's not going to do it. You understand? He brought us through all 13 captivities that we were in to this captivity right here. And this was ordained by the Almighty when he told it to Abraham, you understand, 5,000 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really something. I tell you, it is a lot. There's a lot going on. A lot.
We're going to see for sure if this is a captivity or not. You understand? I had a brother on YouTube. You understand? He said, if this ain't the captivity, then when is the captivity? We mean somebody has to go for more 100 years?
Right, he's tripping. You know, you get them quacks on there, and they get 100,000 hits because people don't want to accept the fact that we at the end. You know, like this ain't no more to go through. Ain't no more captivities to go through. They tripping. And, you know, I just click them off because they sound stupid. And guess what's going to happen when the boats come or however we leave them? They're going to beat you in the seat. And I'll be the first one to tell them, I thought this wasn't a captivity. Where you going? Go right back up into your neighborhood where you was.
Okay.
Now they going to beat you on the boat.
I know that's right.
Dude. So they just talking, they just trying to make a name for themselves when the word is very clear and the Most High has sent enough signs out for us to know that this is it. You know, they just don't want to accept the fact that this is it because they don't want to stop the mess they're doing. That's what it is.
I agree with that. They don't want to stop that stupidity.
They don't. They don't want to stop it. As long as they got an excuse, they think they're going to get away with it, and ain't nobody going to get away.
Nobody. Say that again. Nobody gets away.
No. As long as they got an excuse. It's the curse. We under the curse. Anything to make an excuse for your behavior, but you're going to have to stop at some point. You are.
Yep.
You're going to have to stop this at some point. It ain't going to be nice. You know, but that's what they have to learn. And then, like I said, the first thing smoking, they're going to beat you up there. He's like, where you going? How you get in this seat?
You know, there's a brother that I really, really trust his analysis on things until we started talking about the 400-year captivity. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He believed that it was Egypt. You understand? And he came up with some old silly stuff that told me, he said, that it was Egypt, because the 30 years did not, they was in Canaan land. So Almighty didn't say nothing about Canaan land.
Showed it. And people will follow these people and listen to them. They will. They will follow these people to get 100,000 hits, and they'll follow them right into whoever's land. They don't even know what. That's so deep, especially women. You'll be like, girl, get the book and read it for yourself and quit listening to me because you man hungry. Go get the book and read the book.
That is correct.
Because I've heard some people come up with some off-the-wall, some cuckoo crazy stuff.
And then you know, that I had told him, I said, man, we was afflicted from day one. He said, but that's not what happened in Egypt. You understand? When we had that land over there, we had to start paying tribute. So that was part of
That's crazy. Ain't that crazy? Ain't that crazy? But Brother Donnie, you know what? They don't know the story. And they don't read the story either. And they come up with all this crazy stuff that don't even, because that ain't even, that don't even make sense. We had Goshen was the best land in Egypt.
That is correct.
Israel had a conversation with Pharaoh and prayed for Pharaoh. We weren't walking into no captivity. They had a conversation. They don't know the story.
Okay.
But guess what? The people that follow them don't know the story either. So it's the blind leading the blind.
See, you know, that's a problem. You know why? Because, you understand, our leaders have led us astray. And see, you understand, that becomes a problem when we start telling these stories and we lead the people astray. We can't do that. We're not supposed to do that. We got to make sure that we got our story straight, man. You understand? You know, we can't go and tell these stories, you understand, and lead the people, you understand, to go on a string, and then, you know, because that cuts the remnant down.
And these people don't even be knowing. And then they come up with this deep stuff trying to precept everything. It's like sometimes it's just plain and simple. It is what it says. It is. It's just simple. It is what it says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and then his name has to be Israel, because that's what we are, the children of Israel. Simple.
It's
scary, ain't it? It's like, and then you're looking at it like, no, it couldn't be that simple. Yes, it could be. He's hiding in plain sight. Simple as it
gets. The Almighty is not about confusion. That's confusion.
No.
You understand that? You understand? When a brother tells me, you understand, we have to pay tribute for the land. Come on.
This is crazy. Like, that's an affliction. That's crazy. We had our own stuff. We was treated with the best. As long as Joseph was alive, we was treated as guests. We was the best of the. We had the best of the best. I forgot what his Egyptian name was. What was his name? Hophanaphaneah, or something like that. They called him. And then he was the governor of Egypt. So we went in as the guest. People don't know the story. They just don't know the story. And you be looking like, huh? And you teaching Israel and you don't know the story? You have to show them. You have to just pray for them. That's all. That the Most High show them some grace, because it's like, know the story before you jump out there leading people astray.
I just couldn't believe that brother said that we had to pay tribute for culture. I couldn't believe that. I don't call him no more, man. Because I know that just out and around with
you. Woo! That's what we're dealing with, but that's Israel. You know, but we get there. We eventually going to get there. They're going to figure this out in a minute. That's how I was. I was around some brothers that's been teaching Israel for, I know, at least 15, 17 years. And I was like, when I was putting the flag together, I said I had a dream, and the Most High showed me the two pillars that was outside of of Solomon's temple. I said, and they were named something. I said, and I know they were named something, and I'm trying to find out what the names of them were. All of them looking at me baffled. Like, I'm like, y'all been teaching. I'm out now. Some of y'all been teaching for 20 years. You mean you don't know that one pillar was Boaz and the other pillar was Yachim?
Yeah.
And they all looking like, no. All right, Lord.
Hey, sister, did they get mad and tell you to shut up? Women ain't supposed to be talking.
No, they better not have a hecky. No, they ain't telling me to shut up. No, because I looked at them like, why don't you know this? But you know what it comes from? Not reading the story. Going in the Bible like the Christian church do and pull out scriptures to support your theory. And you need to read the story from the beginning all the way through. That's how you know the God you serve. And
Absolutely. You understand? And see what happens is a lot of our brothers and sisters, they want things to happen, and so they create their own narrative.
Mm-hmm.
and that's not ignorance, that's ignorance.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So those are the benefits that we have because we've gone through this Bible. I know we just our second go round, you know, and we going to keep on going through it and reading it because every time you read something, you get something different and you understand something because we have to understand the God that we serve. We got to understand him to know him. That's why the stories was left on record. So you can reach back and read it and say, well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So if he did it for them back then, then, of course, he's going to do it for us now.
That is correct. He is our true and living Elohim, and without him, there is no Elohim. This is what he said.
Absolutely. So, guess what? On that note, we have come to the end of our show. I have enjoyed this, as I always do. I want to give everybody an opportunity to say something. Sister Couture, don't you dare hang up. What would you like to say to the people before we dismiss?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm the same as always, brothers and sisters, family. I'm talking to you from my heart. Please start preparing. Please start putting up some food and water. Even if you embarrassed it, they may call you a prepper. Think of it as insurance. What happens if you lose your job?
That is correct.
Think about it. And if you think it won't happen that you could lose your job or get behind, you think of those government workers. They never thought that their paycheck would be cut. And I was told a lot of those, all of the TSA workers still haven't gotten their back money yet.
Wow.
So brothers and sisters, put up some food and just think about it. Consider it. Look around your house and figure out which one of your kids you want to see starve to death first. Shalom.
All right, Eric. Shalom. Eric code 903. What would you like to say to the people before we dismiss?
Blessings to all. Thank you so much. This is Yaina for your show. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Blessings to all.
Brother. Last and not least, Brother Odonia, what would you like to say before we dismiss?
All I want to say is that I love each and every one of you with that undying love that I have for the Almighty. All praises to his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And on that note, we say shalom, everybody. Don't forget Thursday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be here to go through those scriptures and get to know our Elohim so we can get ready to get out of here when the time comes. It's 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday night. The phone number is 319-527-9197. I'll say it again slow. 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-pound. 256-039-pound. Hope to see you there on Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Good night.